Blog Talk Radio.
Goshen is God's protected place. So during these stressful times, we send this message out to families all over the world. May God's Goshen be with you.
We pray peace.
Oh,
in this time of fighting.
In this time of fighting.
We pray love.
Love.
In this time of hating.
In this time of hating.
We pray safety.
We pray safety.
In this time of killing.
In this time of killing.
The joy of the Lord.
Send the joy, God.
In this time of stressing.
In this time of stressing.
We pray Goshen.
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 It's God's protection.
In this time of fighting, we pray love.
Love.
In this time of hating,
in this time of hating,
we pray safety.
We pray safety.
In this time of killing,
for you and your family.
The joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord.
In this time of stressing,
in this time of stressing,
we pray Goshen.
When we pray Goshen, we're praying protection. That's the scripture.
There you will be near me.
Your children.
Oh.
Living in Goshen.
There you will be near me.
God said your family will have everything they need. Come on, y'all. Take it up. Oh, the hand of the Lord. May he rest,
his grace and mercy,
let it always surround you,
supernatural discernment,
when you come and when you go, for you and your family, God's divine protection, we're praying Goshen, God's protection for the world. We pray.
Goshen.
May the Lord rest. When you come, when you go. Now put your hands together.
Ministries Christian Podcast Network.
your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook. Welcome to the War Room for this Monday, April 1st, 2024. Hallelujah. Before we begin our Bible study and prayer meeting, I'd just like to begin with a short word of prayer. Father God, I come before you thanking you right now for who you are and what you are to me in my life. Father, I come before you right now asking for forgiveness of sin. If I've done, thought, or said anything, Lord God, that is unpleasing to you, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that your Holy Spirit would step into me in a way, Lord God, that I will turn completely away from that thing. Lord, I just want to be pleasing in your sight. Help me to teach the lesson, Lord, in a way that your children will understand, that they can receive, Lord God. Hallelujah, that they might be empowered, encouraged, and uplifted, Lord, to live a more abundant life in you. Lord, I come praying for the lost tonight. I just want them to be reached tonight, oh God, so that they might have access to all of your amazing grace and all of the wonderful things that you are. So, Lord, I just pray this prayer very humbly in your holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Well, tonight in the prayer room, we're going to continue our walk through the prayer watches. Hallelujah. And as I shared with you on last time we were together, you know, the Bible speaks of prayer watches. And they are specific times of the day or night, and they are basically 8 watches covering a 24-hour period. And I cited that in Isaiah 62 and 6, where God said that he posted watchmen on the wall. He says, I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. So we come to understand that these prayer watches are divine assignments from God. And God has appointed all of us who trust and believe in Jesus, hallelujah, as Christians, we are to be watchmen on the walls, and we are supposed to pray for the fulfillment of his promises. And every prayer watch has a purpose. So if we understand each watch, that will help us to know the most strategic times to pray. Hallelujah. As Pastor Vanessa was just saying, it's a time we become more sensitive to how things are fitting into time zones. And so it just makes us more insightful and impactful when we pray. So the last time we did cover the first two watches, which was the early night watch, or the first watch of the night, which is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that's simply a time for, you know, when we pray for divine beginnings, we pray for the manifestation of the fatherhood of God. We pray, hallelujah, for the things that give him glory. And then we moved on to the second watch, which is the late night watch, or the second watch, and it's from 9 p.m. to midnight. And that's a time when we are just to exalt the Lord. This is a time when we ask for favor. This is a time when we pray for ministries. Hallelujah. So we talked about all these things, and I have a lot of scripture, and if anybody would like those scriptures, I have them for you. If you inbox me on Facebook, or if you Skype it to me, I will give you all the scriptures from these studies. Amen. So tonight, we're going to be moving on to the third watch of the night. Mm-hmm. The midnight or the third watch of the night, that midnight cry. And that is a time, it's the time between 12 midnight and 3 a.m. Now, I came to tell somebody today, now, you know, we all supposed to pray. But this is one of those watches where you cannot be faint of faith, faint of heart, or faint of spirit. This is a watch, hallelujah, where you must know that you know that you know. Because, see, this watch, first and foremost, is a time for divine governments. This is a time when you go to God himself, as it says in Psalm 119 and 62, you go to God and say, you know what, at midnight I will rise and give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. So when things are going on, whether it be those things at work, whether it be those things, you know, in our society that are just not right, this is the time that you go, this is the hour that you go and you talk to the Lord and you petition the divine government for help. This is a time about, this is a time of overruling human decrees. Psalm 68. See, remember when I was telling you back there a couple of studies ago, I was telling you about radical prayer and how you should pray God's word back to him? Well, see, this is one of those prayers. This is how we overrule human decrees. Psalm 68. Let God arise. Let the enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto the God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him. A father to the fatherless, a judge of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. Hallelujah. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in dry lands. Hallelujah. This is a time, saints of God, when all, whatever is coming against your family, whatever is coming against you, this is a time that you step in, and first and foremost, you're going to give God praise, and then you're going to begin to talk to God about these things. You know, these vices, these whatever it is, this is the time. This is going to be the time that you fight. And you should go ahead and read all of Psalm 68 to get the full effect of what I'm going to say. But because of the essence of time, hallelujah, I will not read it to all of it to you. But I want you to read Psalm 68. I hope you have pen and paper, because I'm going to be giving you some scriptures. And I really pray that you go back and read them in their entirety for yourself, and this will make so much more sense. Hallelujah. But this is a time when we pray these radical prayers, when we pray to God about our families, when we pray to God, hallelujah, that his will be done on in certain areas. You know, maybe you've got a court case coming up, okay? And I'm not, and maybe you really didn't do something, or you're really trying to get a breakthrough. Maybe you're trying to get custody of your kids. Maybe you're trying to, you know, you're trying to get out of that bad marriage. Maybe you're trying, I don't know what the case, whatever the case may be, I'm still telling you to take it to God. This is when you do it. This is when you begin to pray. This is when you begin to do the things that you need to do in your prayer closet to protect those that you love, to protect your family, to protect your community, to protect your nation. See, this is straight up spiritual warfare. Midnight is no joke. Look at what it says in Acts 16:25. Midnight has a lot of significance in the Bible. The word of God says in Acts 16:25, and we're talking about straight up spiritual warfare here, it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and saying praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. See, that's how that's how we go. That's what we got to do when we're going into this watch. We have to do that. We have to first and foremost sing praises unto God. We have to cry out to God. Hallelujah, because this is the time of straight up spiritual warfare. In Exodus 12 and 29, the word of God reads as follows. It says, and it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh and set on his throne until the firstborn captive that was in the dungeon and all the firstborn cattle. warfare. Warfare. But if you want to get really get a true picture of spiritual warfare, I would suggest you go on and on over in Exodus. No, first of all, read the whole chapter of 12 of Exodus, and then read all the way through 14. And then when you get through with that, you'll be like, ooh-wee. See, this, because, see, I'm just, what I'm trying to tell you is, this prayer watch is not for the faint at all. See, and the reason it's not for the faint is because this is when old Satan gets busy. See, and the reason he gets busy is because this is when we fall into deep sleep, according to Acts chapter 20, verses 7 and 12. Listen to this. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, kept on talking until midnight. There were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting. Seated in a window was a young man named Eutychus. Y'all, everybody, y'all know Eutychus. Y'all remember Eutychus, don't you? Who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, and put his arms around him. Don't be alarmed, he said. He's alive. Then he went upstairs again and broke bread and ate. And after talking until daylight, he left. And the people took the young man home alive, and they were greatly comforted. Now, that's what it says in the Word of God. See, there's a point to this. There is a special, this midnight to 3 o'clock is a special time. It holds special meanings. God made it significant, you know. Even Jesus talks about us being asleep at this time. He tells us that while men sleep, the enemy went to sow tares. So what I'm trying to tell you is this is a period of heightened satanic activity. The devil operates at this time because he knows that the people of God are asleep. And so there's not as many people up praying to oppose him. Let's look what it says at in Matthew 13:24-25. Where it says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man which sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Midnight. Midnight. First Kings, chapter 3, verse 20. And she rose at midnight and took my son from beside me while thy handmaid slept and laid it in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. This is where this is the story concerning the two women before King Saul. Midnight.
Yeah.
The devil is doing his all of his little deeds. Always just lurking around trying to lay up something for somebody. But you know what? While he is out doing his dirt, you know, this is the time that we are to, it's a time for slaying. This is a time when we pray that angels begin to go through our camps and our neighborhoods, our nations or our cities. Hallelujah. Exodus 12 and 29 says, and it came to pass, here we go, that at what? Midnight.
Yes.
The Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. See, this is a time when we petition God. And we say, God, we are praying against these evils. We are praying against everything that is not of you, God. Hallelujah. Midnight. 2 Kings 19:35 says, and it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of Assyrians, 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. See, this is a time when you say to God, hallelujah, send your angels. We need a cleanup crew down here. This watch is not for the faint of heart, faint of faith, or faint of spirit. This is warfare. This is the time to declare Psalm 91, 5 and 6, for divine protection for yourself, your family, your church, and your nation. And if you don't know what it says in Psalm 91, 5 and 6, let me help you out. Let your sister help you out. Psalms 91, 5 through 6, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. See, we should know. We said, Lord God, help us to walk unafraid. Help us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because, see, he said that we shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't be afraid of the darkness. We don't have to be afraid of destruction. We don't have to do so. We can pray against those things. You know why we need to be praying against this protection right about now? Because from midnight to 3 o'clock, that's when the rapists, the murderers, the robbers, all of that kind of activity increases. And that's according to Judges 19, where it tells us that the Levite's concubine was raped about this period and was only let go before dawn. So what we need to be doing as watchmen on the wall is we need to be praying against these kinds of things. We need to be asking God to protect those that are out there. We need to be petitioning God to protect those homeless women, to protect those that are out there being exploited, to protect those that are being trodden down. Hallelujah. Because you know what? It is a time. This is a time for release from whatever prison you may be in. This is a time. Hallelujah. You know why? Because this is a time that God generally released people. According to the scripture, God released the people of Israel to leave Egypt around this time. And then I just started telling you about how Paul and Silas was there at midnight. They was praying and singing praises unto the God, to the Lord, and the prisoners heard them. And looky here, then let me go ahead and finish that scripture for you. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors was open, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, waking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried in a loud voice, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thou shalt, and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Midnight. This is where we should be praying for the captives to be set free, whether it's in their mind, their body, their spirit, whether it be a physical prison. This is the time that we go before God and we pray for them. You know, this is a time that we pray that people are released from their bondage. They are released. Hallelujah. This is the most loving thing we can do. This is war. We're praying for them. And we're also praying for ourselves, but right about now, we're not just fighting for ourselves, we're fighting for the kingdom. We're praying for the kingdom. Oh, here's another little sidebar about midnight. According to Judges 16:3-4, that's about the time I do believe that Samson, it was at midnight that Samson carried the gates of the city and then he went out. And it was also a time that the wicked were wiped out. So what we need to be doing in this time, my brothers and my sisters, as watchmen, we need to be praying for a greater concentration of the Lord Jesus. We need to be praying about those places where these people are so full of crime and sin and hurt and devastation and trauma and drama. We need to be praying to God for a greater concentration of Him. How do we reach these people? How can we help to get the word to them? They are not forgotten by you, God. We know that you love them, and we want to reach them. And we are praying right now in the name of Jesus for divine angelic intervention. We want you to go out there and talk to them young women that are on the street. We want you to talk to those prostitutes. We want you to talk to them drug addicts. We want you to talk to them, Lord. And we are praying, and we're praying right now in the name of Jesus that they have ears to hear you when you come. This is war. We're fighting. We're not playing with Satan here. Look here. This watch right here, you got to go into this watch right here with this kind of minute too. And he prepared a table for me in the midst of my enemies. I don't care what we are going through. I don't care what we see. This is the time. This means war. We are praying protection. We are praying because Satan is busy. Hallelujah. We need to be praying for the church. We need to be praying for freedom.
Glory.
This is a time where we need to be praying. Let's pray for these churches. Let's pray that we really have freedom. The freedom to go out and love people the way God said. The freedom to go out and be those ministers of reconciliation that he's called us to be. The freedom, hallelujah, to just go out and stand on God's word with nothing else but the gospel. We don't need no the gospel and prosperity. We don't need no gospel and faith healing. All you need is the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is also a time because we're talking about protection here. This is what this is all about. Spiritual warfare, protecting you and others around you. Therefore, when we're praying for the bride of Christ, we should be praying for our marriages as well. Okay? Because, you know, did you notice, let's see here, now here we go again. You know the story of 10 virgins. If you don't, I'm going to give you a little bit of it. In Matthew 25, verse 6. Jesus, the Logos, says it was at midnight that the bridegroom came. You see? Midnight. Midnight. It's a time to be praying for the bride of Christ. It's a time to be praying for your spouses, or if you are not married, it is time for you to start praying and start obeying God, just like in the case of Ruth. That's another midnight thing come to say, coming. You know what? Y'all know the story of Ruth. And you know, although she had received the instructions from Naomi, and she had went in, and she had been sleeping at Boaz's feet. But then I remember the word of God said it was at midnight that he noticed her sleeping there. See, we need to be praying for the church to be seen more, to be heard more, to be more effective. We need to be praying for our marriages to be solid, to be united, to be love-filled. We need to put forth, be praying, hallelujah, to be put to come together and pray over the bride of Christ and our marriages. Because marriage is important to God. Or he wouldn't liken the body of Christ to a bride. God only made two institutions. Hallelujah. The church and marriage. So
that's right.
They go together. So that goes to tell you that he's very concerned. Jesus is the bridegroom. We're the bride. So it's only natural at this time you would pray for protection over your marriages. You're going to pray for unity. You're going to pray for you're going to pray for your children. And if you want to really be bold, if you really want to be powerful up around your house, get spouses, get together at midnight and start praying. Hallelujah. You want to shake the foundation like God did for Paul and Silas? Get up together if the Lord so instructs you. Because this is also the time to make your case in prayer. This is a period that we can pray for that emergency provision of God to be released. Mark 13:35-37 tells us this. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. That was the story of the 10 virgins. You gotta watch. You gotta pray. And you gotta do it with confidence. You can't be coming into this watch right here just, well, Lord, I hope you do. No, this is one of them watches that you got to come in. You got to come in. You got to come in armored up. You got to come in ready to go. You got to be watching.
Yes.
Tell you how I know. Luke 11, verse 5-13 reads like this. Here we go, midnight. The relevance of midnight. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot arise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find it. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. This is for everyone that asketh, receiveth. And let him seeketh, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks of a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
Yes.
You see, this is a time for you to go to God, hallelujah, and you ask him for provision. You begin to ask him what for the things that you need. And this, I'm not talking about necessarily your personal needs. I'm talking about what you need inside you. This is the time that you go to God if you need more faith, hallelujah, if you looking for some joy. If you trying to find some peace, This is the time that you go and you make your petitions known with praises and thanksgiving. Let your supplications be known.
Yes.
Because this is the time, hallelujah, for miracles. This is the time to plead the blood of Jesus. This is the time to call those things down, hallelujah, and speak it. Listen, Joel chapter 2, verse 28 through 32, hallelujah. Excuse me, saints. Hallelujah. And it says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens, those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in heaven and earth, blood and fire, the pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into the blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. So this is a time that we need to go to God. When we want to see miracles, hallelujah, when we have dreams that we want him to question him about, we might have ventures that we are endeavors that we're trying to embark upon. This is the time. This is the hour that you go to him and you talk to him about it. Hallelujah. And you know what? See, and this is how I know when God means something about this midnight. On over in Acts chapter 2, verse 15:21, it says, "For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." Hallelujah. The scripture testifies to itself. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and all my servants and all my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, the blood and the fire, the vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the time. This is the time to get in line with God, to help, to protect others, to pray them, hallelujah, with them and for them, protection upon them. And this is a time, saying to God, that God is saying to us, wake up. Wake up out of your sleep. Wake up and confront the storms of destruction. Wake up and confront your storms of distraction. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. So you can speak some peace and some calm into them situations and that turbulence and all that confusion. Wake up. Wake up and do what God is telling you to do. There are some of you that God has given assignments to, and you still gonna. Well, it's too hard. I'm getting too many, you know, it shouldn't be this hard. Too many things are getting in the way. I don't know if I can. Look, wake up. Wake up. Get on your watch and start speaking peace to that thing. Start praying some radical prayers to God. Hallelujah. Start speaking the word of God about peace to the thing. You know, you need to wake up. I don't care if you don't say nothing, wake up and say nothing, but peace be still. Now, yeah, I know some of y'all thinking, okay, Apostle, you done went too far. You done went too far now. You not God. You can't say peace be still. In my life, I can. I can pray. I can pray in that. Because when you when you go into God knowing that God is already in control, when you go to God knowing that there is nobody greater, when you go to God knowing there is nobody more powerful, when you go to God knowing that he holds your future in the palm of your hand and it has already been written, you going to wake up, hallelujah, and you're going to pray them things down to the down. Yes, you are. This is a time to wage spiritual warfare on everything that is trying to take the people of God out. This is the time, hallelujah, that there's so much spiritual activity that if nothing else, if you get up on this watch, your faith should increase. It should strengthen your faith.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something else about this watch. This watch hour, this was the same time, the very same time, that Peter denied Jesus three times.
Mm-hmm.
For the second time, look it up in Matthew 26, verse 34, then go on down to 74. Hallelujah. Then you can also look on over in John 22 and 34. And then you can go on over to John 13 and 38. And there you will see at midnight, round about midnight, that's when Peter denied Christ three times. And you know why? Because it's the witch's hour, the witching hour. This watch is the darkest and most demonic part of the night, especially at midnight. Oh, yes, beloved, witches, warlocks, and Satanists just have fun and start their incantations during this time. You see, the devil operates at this time, like I said, because he knows a lot of us are sleeping. Okay.
Not praying.
But let me explain something to you. If you on this watch, listen. Don't you go up in this watch like you are going up into one of them horror movies. You cannot be afraid of witchcraft. You cannot be afraid. You have to be armored up. You have to know that you know that you know who you are. And you have to speak to those things, rebuke it, pull it down. We have been given the authority to do that. God, by the power of his Holy Spirit, will help us to do that. That's why I say this watch is geared for those who already know how to use their spiritual armor. This watch is for those who know how to battle with the enemy. Because you are coming up against him at his greatest power time. This is the time that we have to pray against those satanic attacks on our family, on our marriages, on our churches, on our community. This is the time that we pray that divine protection, like I said. This is what I'm saying to you. And this is also a time that we can set our day before it even begins. Because this is a powerful watch to be on when commanding the morning and setting things in place before the devil and his demons have a chance to ruin it. Did you all know that plane crashes, car crashes, death, and job loss, and many other acts of the devil can actually be stopped during this watch when real intercessors who are being led by the Holy Spirit are truly listening to the voice of God, and they are saturating the airwaves with these powerful spirit-led prayers. They have the power to literally change things. They have prayer changes things. They have the power, hallelujah, to stop anything that the devil has got to going on. We can set it in order. We can start the day. We can help start the day off right. See, like I said, it's a time for us to wake up. This is the time that we wake up. It's time to wake up and stop all that complaining. It's time to wake up and stop with all that pity party stuff. This ain't the watch. This is not the watch for you. Okay? This is the watch for spiritual warfare. This is the watch where we say everything that is trying to rob me or my family of God's blessings and provisions on our lives, look here, it's got to go. But it's also a time that we can begin to speak peace into something. We can speak that peace. We can speak life. We can be led by the Holy Spirit, and we can seek direction at this time. It's a time that we pray for real revelation and breakthrough, not for our plans, but for His. God, what are your plans for my life? Tell me. Give me a sign. Let me know. Let me know. It's time to just go and pray because you can. You can talk to the Father. You can ask Him to bring down things. You can, hallelujah. This is the time when we say, Lord God, we need you to move. We believe you. We trust you, Father God. We know that you are God Almighty. Hallelujah. And we know that you can do all things but fail. This is a time that we go into war, armored up. This is the time that we say to God, hallelujah, we know who you are, Father God. We know that you can do all things but fail. We know that you can release. You came to set the captives free. So whether people are in bondage in their mind, their body, their spirit, or physically, Jesus came to set the captives free. And we want to pray that they continue to be set free. Like I said, this is the time. This is the time. This is the time when the devil does his best work. This is the time. My mama used to tell me all the time as a little girl, there is nothing for anybody on the street after midnight. Nothing but trouble. And this is why. Because the enemy is at work. Him and his imps are getting done everything that they can do, because you know what I'm going to tell you in the next watch? They know they got to go. They got to go somewhere because daylight is coming. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we got to do. We've got to pray. Hallelujah. And we have to know that we are at war. This is not a joke. This watch is for those who know who God is. They really know who they are in Christ. Because, you know, if you're praying, the enemy is going to try to come against you. You know, you might have been waking up at 12 o'clock, midnight, all along. But then suddenly when you put it together and you say, you know what, I think that's my prayer watch. I'm going to start getting up and I'm going to start praying from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. Well, that's probably going to be the time when the enemy going to come along and try to visit your household, because he don't want you up praying for those that are lost out there on that street. He don't want you up praying for those homeless, those that are lost, those that are hurt, those that need protection, those that are oppressed. He don't want you up praying for that. He doesn't want you going to the Holy of Holies, going to the high court, saying, Lord God, avenge us our adversary. Avenge them, oh God. He doesn't want us doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want us calling on Almighty, saying, Lord,
Amen.
We know. We know all we got to do is call you and you will come through. He doesn't want us doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And let me break something down to you. For some of you, it might look like this. You have decided, you know, you believe that midnight to 3 a.m. is your prayer watch. Okay. 12 o'clock comes. Instead of you being able to go on into your prayer closet and pray, you got to deal with that teenager sneaking out of the window or sneaking back in the window. instead of you going on and being able to go to your prayer closet, some friend, somebody that you ain't talked to in years decides they're going to call you at midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Are you asleep? I'm not now. You know, the enemy will try everything he can to keep you from taking on this watch right here, because this is the watch that shuts him down. This is the watch that brings him, puts him to shame, because this is the time that we pray for the glory of God to come down. This is the time to let God arise and his enemies be scattered. And if anything is against God, we're against it. And we're not having it here, and it's not going to be in our lives. You can't kill my family, Satan. You ain't killing me. You ain't killing my family. Hallelujah. And you're going to leave my community alone. You're getting on my nerves. Now, I'm praying this word. I'm praying this radical prayer according to God. Hallelujah. According to what he has said. And when we speak the word of God, guess what? The enemy has to flee. He can't be, look, he can't linger where the truth is. See, when he come up and he see that you praying in the spirit, there's nothing he can do. There's nothing he can do but leave you alone.
Yes. That's right.
See, that's the power of prayer. When we pray, hallelujah, when we go into the presence of God and we do that with thanksgiving, when we do that with praise. See, we just can't go to God any kind of way. We got to remember who he is. He is God Almighty. And so when we go into this watch, we're going in with the full knowledge of who he is. We're going in with the full knowledge of who he is, and we're also understanding that we can be used to bless others. When you get down to the right down to the nitty gritty of the matter, we as Christians should be praying, doing more praying than we do anything else. We pray for ourselves, our families, for one another, our community. We should be praying. So this watch is a watch of straight up spiritual warfare. This watch is a watch that commands that we understand that everyone, we want to see everyone set free. Now hear me. I'm not saying that everybody's going to be set free. But like God, we want everybody to be set free. And I'm going to tell you, hell is real. It's a place. And God is already, you know, and a lot of preachers don't like to talk about it, but this one does, because it's real. And either you're going to trust God, either you're going to stand for God and stand on his word, and you're going to pray according to his word, and you're going to humbly go before God the way you should, hallelujah, then we will begin to see more of those signs, more of those miracles, more of those wonders.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Because we are praying according to God's word. All I want for us to do, saints of God, is to really enter into the presence of God where we can truly feel him and know that he is right there, knowing that he is holding our hand. I want us to pray in a way that we know that he is being glorified. We want to pray in a way that we know not only do we have his ear, we have his heart, and we have his hands. We don't have to be going up there with a laundry list for ourselves. We're going up there praying about things that can change our very world.
Mm-hmm.
This is that time.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time, and this is the watch. Not for the faint of faith, not for the faint of heart, and not for the faint in spirit. You need to be an armored up, shown up, stomped down, for real, battered, battered, as they say, child of God. So that you can go in with power and authority, hallelujah, so that you might pray protection, not only for yourself and your loved ones, but for your community. So now, I know we've got some servant leaders in the house. I'm going to stop right there because I want them to have plenty of time and let the Holy Spirit use them. So right now, hallelujah, we see Mother Mattie Scott in the house. Mother Mattie, good evening, ma'am. God bless you. Glad you're here. I know you have, how are you? And we just want you to have a word of prayer or testimony. Mother Mother Scott, you just go ahead on and let the Lord use you, okay?
All right. Good evening, Bishop Cook, and good evening, Spirit Alive family. Keep Mrs. Givens in prayer, Mother Givens in prayer, and I know that you will.
Yes, ma'am.
And I thank you. Keep Mrs. Givens and her family in prayer. Thank you again. Giving honor to the Almighty Father God and King Jesus. Yesterday was Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. We thank God for his wonderful, beautiful, darling son, King Jesus, who hung, bled, and died, but he rose in 3 days with all power in his hands, and he conquered death for us. So we just want to thank our Heavenly Fathers for that alone. And because of that, we have a chance to have everlasting life with our eternal and everlasting fathers in heaven. The Bible says, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And Father God say, whoever believeth in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I know and I believe to my soul that's true. So when we lose somebody, we will see them on the other side when we believe in the Lord, because King Jesus sits on the right hand of Father God in heaven. And I thank the Lord. He sits high, but he looks low. He looked beyond our faults and see our needs. So we just thank him. And for what you said, Bishop Cook, it was very, very well taught, the lesson. You're right. The stroke of midnight, twilight hour, 4 day in the morning. That's when evildoers of all kind come out, lurking in the the dark, doing evil. And like it said in the Bible, we have to put on the whole armor of God, and we do. We got to watch, we got to fight, and we got to pray. And I've also learned something. We, as the saints of Father God and King Jesus, we pray for the good things. We do. We pray for the good things for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray for good things. But there are people you think that pray to God. They don't pray to God. They pray to the devil. You have people praying to the devil.
Come on now.
And you have people that's P-R-E-Y. I-N-G, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G.
Yeah.
They're praying on the Lord's saints. And see, the devil,
the devil himself
is a monster. He's a monster. He's a demon devil monster. And his advocates, they're monsters. You got monsters and demons walking this earth, two-legged people. And you got to be careful. Now, again, I say we as saints of the Lord, we pray for the good. For the good and betterment of people, because we serve the Lord and we serve Father God, the King Jesus. But everybody is not praying to the Lord, believe it or not. And I've learned that they be praying to the devil and P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, praying on you like an animal or something. To hunt is prey, P-R-E-Y. So you got to be careful. You got wolves and sheep clothing, and like it was told to me.
Yes.
I've been stopped watching the BET Awards, Oscar Awards, and the Grammy Awards. Somebody told me, it was a neighbor, somebody told me, I think it was last year, they was doing devil worshiping at the Grammys. I'm like, what? They said, yeah. So you have a lot of these entertainers, they dealing with the devil. You have people praying to the devil. It's pitiful, but it's sad. And my thing is, you ain't brought nothing in this world, and you definitely ain't going to take nothing out. And the Lord blesses us with what we want. All we have to do is give the Lord the desires of our hearts. But he already know what the desires are in our hearts. And all we have to do is be sincere with the Lord and come clean and be sincere, come to him in spirit and truth. And I know for a fact he will give you what you want. Sometimes he'll bless you with things you don't even ask for. And King Solomon is a good example. King Solomon prayed for wisdom, but not only Father God gave him wisdom, he gave him riches and wealth. And I can share a story about my own mother. My mother wasn't even 20 years old, my biological mother. She said she prayed for a railroad husband. And she married my father. My father worked for Southern Pacific back in the day. Now they got Amtrak. Now I think Southern Pacific trains go just so far. And I asked my mother, I was a kid, I said, Mother, why you pray for a railroad man? She said, because when I was a kid, railroad families live well. She said, I wanted security. And I prayed for a railroad man, and I married your dad. My mother drawed that money, the railroad annuity money, until her death. And she told me, but way before she died, she said, Mattie, God wants me to have this money. God wants me to have this money. She said, because the government beat so many poor families out the money. They get a lump sum of money, maybe $4,000, $5,000. Say, if you're poor, you're going to take it. But they don't get one monthly check after that. She kept telling me, God wants me to have this money. God wants me to have this money. My mother had to be 18 years old because she got married at my dad. She was 19. So the Lord, she got on her knees and prayed to Father God for a railroad husband. That's what he blessed her with. And I know if you get on your knees and ask the Lord for whatever you need, whatever, for him to make a way for you to pay your bills, whatever it is, he will do that. But you got people dealing with the devil, asking the devil for things. And I'm like, you know what? If people are stupid. They are crazy. I know I'm taking up a lot of time, but I got to say that, Bishop Cook. They going to hell with their eyes wide open. They dealing with the devil. Devil don't care nothing about no human being. He out to kill, steal, and destroy and devour everything in his path.
Amen.
All right.
That's what he's out to do.
Amen.
And see, he wants to destroy the saints of the Lord. He wants to destroy the saints of the Lord. But once you put your faith and trust in the Lord, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. The Lord is perfect. He don't make no mistakes. Even when he calls somebody home to glory, that's close to us in our lives, the Lord don't make no mistakes. He know why he's doing it, because he's God all by himself. But you got the half of the world going to hell in a handbasket, and it's our responsibility to pray for the lost souls. Yes, I pray for the lost souls and the pardon of their sins. Yes, I do, because just like we transition from here, I hope and pray. I told the Lord just the other day, I wish everybody could go to heaven, Lord, but I know everybody that say, Lord, Lord, is not going to heaven, and everybody not going to heaven, but I still pray for the lost souls. And I thank you, Bishop Cook, because you helped me tonight. You helped me. You helped me. You helped me. You spoke the word. Thank you. God bless you and your ministry,
God bless
the Spirit of Life family. Thank you for everything.
You welcome. Oh, we love you, Mother Mattie, and we're just glad you're in the house. And I just,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Know, God is good. And I love what we do
yes,
here,
ma'am.
And I love what you bring, because you basically ran it down. You talked about those that are out there, the lost. That's what we're talking about. We're praying for them. You talked about marriage.
Yeah.
Your mother must have, look, your mother must have prayed at midnight, child, because she sure got her husband. But, you know, this is the hour. This is the hour that we go to God, and we, you know, if we have, like I said, if we have dreams, we have visions, if we, you know, whatever it is that we are in need of, this is the time that we go and we pray against those evil spirits, those evil thoughts, those evil things that try to come against us and convince us that our God is not real, when we know that he is. Amen. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room. Do you have some nuggets of wisdom for us tonight? We're going to go through the house.
Oh, my goodness. I sure picked up some nuggets of wisdom, and I thank God for this lesson, for the lessons and blessings that I'm getting out of it. I can feel my faith growing just understanding what each of these watches consist of. I was doing prayer watches and didn't even know that's what I was doing. You know, I have a religious thing I've been doing all my life, and that's before I get up in the morning, whether I had a job or not, woke up early enough in the morning to pray and do my watch prayers. Because you have to set your day before the devil even knows you awake. He can't strike you until he realizes you awake. By the time he knew I was awake, I had done prayed.
Already prayed.
Prayed for divine help from God on my job, on my way to my job, and back home from my job.
There it is.
And that's home, good. I got home for myself, husband, if I had one, and children. You know, you can't wait around to pray until the devil gets on your track. You need to prayed up. So when he knocks on the
door,
Father God, as Sister Maxie Scott says, you can ask him, Father, get that for me. I already know who it is. He's standing there. He's we got to, we got to stay prayed up to stop the devil from hijacking our blessings and favor from God. If we don't stay prayed up.
Yeah, that's good. That's what I'm talking about.
He will steal everything and he can
everything
that God has for us. He'll steal our protection, our times of releases. He will steal everything that he can because that's what he does.
That's it.
He's good at it. And
he's real good.
Do it best at the kitchen hour. And that doesn't mean some of us don't have nursing jobs and different jobs where we have to be out there maybe at the witching hour. But if you step out there with the protection of God and you arm it up, can't touch you. Can't make you
do
anything you don't want to do, say anything you don't want to say other than
Amen. That's right. That's right.
And plead the blood. That's all out of your mouth.
Plead that blood of Jesus on it.
He's going to hold on to you if he needs to, which he don't, because he's got all power in his hand. He's going to hold on to you even tighter, just in case anybody out there don't do that.
Don't fear the dark.
And it says, and I won't try to say what the word says because I don't want to get it wrong, but by the what comes by night and all of that. Don't be afraid of what's in the dark.
Don't be afraid by the terrors of night.
Dark. He's not the dark. He is the light. But when he's there and you meet him, he has sent his angels who are watching.
Yes.
Into this world of witchcraft and all the horrors that we live
in
every day. He sent angels who are warriors to come and fight beside us. And when the Lord sends an angel to fight for you, you got some strength on your side. And it don't matter how many go
hallelujah.
By the wayside, you can stand
Amen.
Strong and believe in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Bishop. I'm going to quit there.
You're welcome, Mama. God is shout, Mama. It's all right. Hey, let the Lord use you. Let the Spirit flow. Don't be trying to quit Spirit. Go ahead on and let it, go ahead on and get full. And while you're getting full, just keep right on praying. Amen. And we're going to get you some more up in here so you can pray some more. Hallelujah. Now, next you're going to hear from Pastor and Prophetess Vanessa Carver. She is an intercessor. And then I'm going to ask for I will have Apostle Zeta come, and I will have Bishop Lester come, and we're going to hear their comments. But we're also I'm going to ask them to pray. Hallelujah. I hear your comments. And then I want you to pray because, see, people need to hear. You know, I'm telling you about the third watch, and I'm telling you that we're praying for God's divine protection, and like in Psalm 95, 91, 5 and 6, I'm telling you that we're praying at midnight against all these evil things, but you need to know what those prayers may sound like. And I believe that the people of God in this assembly, they know how to pray, and they will lead all of us in prayer tonight. So what I'm going to do now is ask for Pastor Vanessa to come forth with your comments, beloved, and then you will, if you will bless us with prayer.
Yes, ma'am. This is a good lesson. The third watch is a watch that I believe that I became really, really sensitive to because I am what people would call a night owl. But when I started to become more knowledgeable about prayer, and then I would just, you know, listen to the Holy Spirit, and, you know, at the same time, realizing that this third watch is very, very different, and you do need to know who you are in Christ. Apostle Cook has said several times about not being afraid, knowing who you are in Christ, standing in your authority. I couldn't say it any better, but I will reiterate and emphasize that that is true. There are so many things that God will show you during that time period. And I think when I'll just give one example. When I started to pray for the third watch, it was definitely knowing that you are going to engage in spiritual warfare. You'll see things that you will see on the other watches you won't see. And the more knowledgeable that you become, I loved how she used the different scriptures, the more knowledgeable that you become about the third watch, you will realize, oh, that's why I'm seeing this. Because biblically, there's been precedent set to show us why we see what we see at a certain time and then what to do. And so I believe that her teaching this will do a couple of things. First of all, we'll emphasize how it's important to know the word, to pray the word, to study and understand spiritual warfare, and know how it manifests in the daytime versus how it manifests after midnight. Because it's totally different. From your children being affected with how the dreams that they have, the types of dreams that they have, to the things that attack you in your body physically.
Yes.
You become very aware. And so we're going to pray about these things and not take them lightly. Even with the things that you watch or listen to during that time period.
Yes.
So sometimes
some
things may not come off as the horror movie that we're so familiar with, or demons with horns, or the Nightmare on Elm Street type of things. Some things are very, very subtle, but at the end of the day, they are wicked.
Yes.
I remember one time when God had woke me up at a certain time, and I was like, man, it's 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock in the morning, or maybe it was 2:33.
Yes,
all I could do was sit on the edge of my bed and feel like I could feel evil, what's the word, up and increasing and intensing in the air. And so I just want everybody to know that the power that God gives us is for a reason. And when it comes to this third watch, you better know that you know that you know who he is.
Yeah, there
are.
You go. Amen.
And when you do, you'll find that there's no fear there. You'll learn a lot.
Right.
And you may even be taking notes while you're praying. That happens a lot with me because I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And that watch will sometimes go into the next watch of the night. So I just want to pray based on our directives, and I just thank God for allowing Apostle Cook to teach this, and just her passion, of course, about her teaching this and what she's imparting in all of us. Father God, thank you today for this time. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your order. And thank you for our identity in you. Thank you for the Spirit Alive Network, the global reach that we have. And all over the world, it's different times at different places. I thank you, Father God, today for our eyes being open and us being alert and sensitive to your leading and your guidance about exposing the kingdom of darkness. We all have a hand in this. We all, at different levels, Father God, should be sensitive to your work. And I come against the spirit of confusion. I come against the spirit, Father God,
thank
that
you,
cloaks
Jesus.
And warps your plans and your people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a time, Father God, in the third watch that usually we are asleep, or sometimes we're resting with sleeping. And I thank you, Lord, today that we get in a place, those who are called by your name and called by your purpose, that we reevaluate and draw closer to you at this time of it's that is warfare in itself. You're wrestling with destiny. You're wrestling with who you are. You're doubting God. These lies come to you and they bombard you to shoot you down. You're backing up.
That's
you're
right.
already planning to resign from something. You put down the sword that God said you can use. And there's all these strategies that come at that time of night to talk you out of who God told you you are and what you're supposed to be
doing.
This is also a time that
ma'am.
The enemy will use fiery darts from the past to undermine what God has said you to do and what you're to do and how you're to do it, and you become confused.
Come on, make it plain now.
But I speak peace to the kingdom in the kingdom of God, to those servant leaders who are struggling at night at this time. This is the time when addiction starts seeking in to people's lives. This is the time when they may think about taking a drink. Maybe this is the time, Father God, that they want to call that person on their phone and look at their texts and things like that. And he's coming against. I come against that. I expose it. And I thank you, Lord, for empowering and strengthening your people, Father God, to not keep secrets.
Come
before you boldly to expose these things.
Yes, Lord.
Because what God knows, he can help you with. And the enemy is one who will put a gag order on you. I take the gag order off in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That people begin
Hallelujah.
To speak and declare who they are in Christ. In a loud way or write it, whatever the case may be, get up, turn all the lights on, and begin to come against this thing that you struggle with at that between 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, sir.
I thank you, Father God, today that they can be able to
thank
wrestle
you.
With that and trust you with the
thank
results
you, Lord.
And the resolve that you have given them and that they be consistent. And that, Lord, that they not keep
ma'am.
Secrets, not sweep things under the rugs, not be ashamed of even mental oppression that they may be dealing with at this time of night. I thank you, Father God, today for your peace that surpasses all understanding to guard their hearts and mind. I pray that people believe that you have forgiven them. I pray, Father God, that they forgive. I pray, God, that any door that's open, that it be closed in the name of Jesus. Any demonic door that has been opened, however it was opened, Lord, that it be closed, and that you empower your people and that they remember that they are favored,
yes, Lord.
That with God all things are possible. And as long as they are admitting what they need from you, wisdom, that they can get it.
Yes.
I pray, Lord, today that you open up the mouths of those whose mouths are shut because of gag orders, because of fear, because of guilt, because of shame, and that they begin to come forth out of that, Lord, boldly and come before the throne and ask for what they need from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, 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 and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We coming against it. We stand in agreement, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for being able to just stand at this time, Lord God. Hallelujah. And be real before you and pray for what we need and the protection that we need. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa. Apostle Zeta Flowers. Apostle, mother, sister, friend, mentor, teacher, friend, come on in the room, beloved woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah,
praise
Jesus.
God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Well, I thank the Lord for, you know, this teaching on tonight, and it is so important that we all pay attention to the prayer watches and what they mean. And I think I missed the first one. But I thank God for tonight. And in the very beginning, I got a phone call from a family letting me know that one of my cousins is in intensive care right now.
My Lord.
So I got off to pray. But I thank God for what he's teaching and about these prayer watches. We used to And we're going back to it, doing shut-ins where we shut in together and each person was elected the times to pray because we were shut in like 24 hours. And a lot of things took place just from the prayer watches and what each individuals were praying for during those times. Praise God. And some of us that were, you know, awake and alert, we just kind of joined in as in agreement with what was being prayed for during those hours. And it was amazing what we saw take place. And anyway,
hallelujah.
I won't go into all of that, but it just made me think about it. And I know that in Matthew 24 and 42, you may have covered that, but the 42nd verse says, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord cometh.
Yes,
praise
yes,
God.
Yes,
and so,
yes.
So we need, you know, the Bible instructs us to watch and pray.
And
as we are praying, we need to be aware of what's around
what's
taking place. Yes. I know I was awakened. This was some time back, but I get awakened often in the night, and I know it's for me to pray for someone. And the Lord shows us. And one time I was seeing, it was kind of like a vision in a way, but the Lord was letting me know that there was something wrong. And then as I listened to him, I knew I was supposed to call one of my sisters. And when I called my sister, I awakened her out of her sleep. And she said, oh, Zeta, she said, you know, I am so glad you called me. And I said, well, at first I was a little reluctant at the hour. And my mom was living with me at the time. And she said, don't you call her at that hour. And I said, I have to because the Holy Spirit is telling me to. So I called her, and her house was full of gas. Gas was escaping from her house. And when the Lord showed it to me, it came to me like a fog. It was like a thick fog, and I couldn't see through it. But when I called her, she described that that's how her house was. And I said, you better grab your children and get out right now. She had two boys. And she did. And she got a hold of somebody, and she was able to go spend the night somewhere else. But when they came out, the gas off, and they found out that it was really, really bad. I mean, it was really leaking, and they could have died. So, you know, while we're in prayer and when we're awakened and things like that, we need to really be aware of what the Holy Spirit may be telling us in that hour as well, so that we can, you know, be on it, so that whoever the person
or
whatever the situation is can be handled then.
Yes.
So I thank God for the prayer watches and what it really means. And, you know, it is in the Bible, all through the Bible.
Yes, it is.
And so I'm taking heed. I have in the past, and I'm taking heed now to it, to what it really means. Yes.
Hallelujah.
So as far as prayer, do you want me to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to just pray that more people will be in tune to this.
Yes,
and
as I
heard earlier, I think it was Pastor Vanessa was saying how, you know, people, or somebody said it anyway, that's, you know, some people aren't praying, you know, when they should be.
Oh, yes.
Or they're unaware or whatever the situation is. I just want to pray that more in the body of Christ will be more aware of the prayer watches and what they mean. And when you're awakened in the middle of the night, to just know that you're not just waking up for no reason. You know, I know we can wake up for certain things, but oftentimes it is the Lord wanting us to pray for somebody or for something, you know. And so that is our hour. That is our time. That is your appointed time. Whatever that prayer watch is that he gives you, that's your appointed time to do so. So I thank God for what I heard and, you know, and all of that. So,
amen.
Father God, I just lift up those, Lord, that are waking in the night and having a desire to do something that you're not prompting them to do, that they would listen to your voice, that they would hear your voice, that they would watch, that they would be watchful, that they will be open, hallelujah, to the Holy Spirit and what our Holy Spirit may be directing them to do at that hour, or to who to pray for or what to pray for. So that's what I'm asking tonight, Father God, in your name, that you would arouse more of us. I thank you that even during this time, I've been more awakened to doing this. And I thank
all
you
right.
for it. I
praise
you for it. Thank you.
Praise
so
him.
just being reminded of some of the past times and how we prayed and how it made a difference. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I know
Lord.
That even you're protecting us even during those times, those prayer watch times.
Yes,
and
yes, yes, yes.
We know that you're present. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Apostle Jada. Thank you so much, ma'am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Now,
thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to, you know, my little brother, he's my dear friend. He's a dear, dear friend. My little brother, the bishop, he teases me sometimes, and he says, you know, why am I never the anchor? How come I'm never the anchor? Well, because, you know, and I didn't think about it because I thought, you know, my brother in here, he covered us the whole time. So I didn't ever think about an anchor. But tonight, my brother, Bishop Lester Carver, bring it on home. You are the anchor tonight. Come on in the room, brother. Come on in the room.
Amen.
Come on in the room.
That was a good, very good teaching, Big Sister Papa Cook. And I really what Apostle Flowers had to say about us watching for the return of Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
amen. Coming
back with reward. And I think one of the things that I'm very aware of is that there's a tendency to pray in a defensive mode, focusing on the attacks of the devil. And the problem with that is that we have to remember that greater is he that is in us than he that
Come
is
on.
In the world. So when
yes,
we
sir.
Pray, things really happen. And it is
yes,
not in reaction to what the devil's doing. It is in spite of what the devil's doing.
There it is.
That's right, it is.
Only a third of the fallen angels are with the devil. Twice as many are fighting with us on our behalf. And
that's
when
right.
we are
Come
with, on. You understand the power of the Holy Spirit within you, you're not thinking about the devil. You're thinking about what God's plan is and how you're
that's
helping
right.
to
Amen.
And Amen. To do, watching for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's coming back with his reward in his hand, right? So
yes.
we have to be thinking, what are we doing in order to gain that reward, because he wants
Come
to reward
on.
Us openly now through our obedience to him, and he wants to reward us in eternity with a place in eternity that represents all that we did here, pleasing God, serving
yes.
God, trusting God.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
I think the series is powerful because we do need to know what we're praying and why we're praying, when we're praying. It says that we are to be familiar with the times and the seasons,
yeah.
right? But I think the
yeah.
bigger principle that you have to understand is that it is 12 o'clock somewhere else in the world right now. And it is 6 o'clock somewhere else in the world. And so it's always a continual prayer watch at the first hour, the second hour, the third hour, the fourth hour, the fifth hour, the sixth hour, the seventh hour, the eighth hour of prayer somewhere in the world simultaneously. So there is no point at which there is no cover. So
that's right.
What I want to share with you is a real personal experience. 25 years ago when I was entering into the beginning of my teaching ministry, God would get me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd be sitting in my living room in the dark and nobody'd be there, and God would just be downloading teachings. And I'm like, there's no way that I'm going to be sharing all this with other people because it's too much to share with other people. So what is all this for, right? And he did that for a very long time. And I believe that the people who were praying during that time somewhere else in the world were having their prayers answered by having the Holy Spirit intervene in my living room with these downloads. And I was able to receive what God wasn't going to use for years, you know. He was using some of it then.
Hallelujah.
But you got to remember that the power of God is real. So when the Bible says we're to pray at all times, that means we pray with our understanding. That means we pray in the with our heavenly prayer language. And so
there are
times when I wake up at 3 in the morning or 2 in the morning or whatever, and if I'm up, I'll just start speaking in tongues. There are other times when God will say, get on your knees, and it's dark, so nobody else sees it. Just me and him, I'm on my knees on the side of my bed. There are other times they'll say, get on your face. And then there are other times they'll say, go downstairs and walk around and pray in the Spirit. And my thing is, during those times, it's just you and God, and that's the point. It's not a show. It's not something there's going to be a report on. But God reward you openly so that other people can learn how to obey God and pray secretly, fast secretly, do their good deeds secretly, and forgive openly. So God can reward you openly so that other people can see the profit. They can see the profit in obedience to God. Obeying God allows your spiritual walk to be fruitful and profitable. So I just want to encourage everybody to look for that power in your prayer life. So we're not so concerned about what the devil's doing and what the witches are doing and all these other people because, hey, you know, the devil's got to do something because he already knows he lost.
Right.
His goal is to slow you down and stop you and get you to move from the place where your blessing's supposed to show up so that you delay it, right? So we got to learn how to work when it's time to work, rest when it's time to rest, and know when we're resting. We can rest in peace because somebody else somewhere else in the world in the body of Christ is praying for us, covering us, right? And you know, in military combat, when they're fighting, there are those who are covering, and then there are those who are back at the camp resting, getting ready to replace those who are going to come back and rest so they can go out and cover those who are back at the camp resting, right? It's a cycle. And so just like that's true in the military, so is it in the body of Christ, where we all work together as a body fitly joined together, right? So once again, we overcome by the power of our testimony, by the power of our testimony. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word that's gone forth tonight, God. I thank you for you continuing to open our understanding, God, so that we can walk in obedience and alignment with your will, God. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to be confident in what you have given us in your word in the form of promises so that we can walk out on those promises and show the world what it means to receive an open reward from you by praying secretly, by fasting secretly, by doing our good deeds secretly, and by forgiving openly so that we are in alignment with you and we understand how important our reward is to you. Father, thank you for you receiving all of the glory as we obey you, submit to you, and we humble ourselves to you. And we stand on your word and repeat what we feel, what we believe, what we've been taught with, what your word says, so that we can magnify your word as you've magnified your word above your name.
Jesus.
Father, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that makes it possible for us to walk in the fullness of the unlimited power of the Holy Spirit so that signs, miracles, and wonders can follow us because we believe, because we love
That's
you.
Right.
God, allow
yes.
us to pursue love in all that we do. Allow us to desire spiritual gifts. Allow the blessings that you pour down into us to overflow into the lives of others so that they can experience your hand and seek your face. I thank you for this
yes,
right now.
Lord.
In Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen,
amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my dear brother. Hallelujah. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come just praising you right now, and I'm thanking you for your divine protection. Father God, I thank you that you, for the authority that you have given us to stand boldly. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Through our faith
yes.
in Christ Jesus. Lord God, I just praise you right now that I know that captives are going to be set free, Father God. Even as we pray right now, people
yes.
are being released
yes.
from their fears. People are being
yes,
released,
yes.
Father God, from prisons, the prisons of their mind, the prisons of their
yes,
soul.
Jesus.
Lord God, they're being free in you. They're being free right now. So Lord God, I
yes.
thank you for the yokes that are being broken. I thank you for the shackles that are coming off. Lord God, I thank you for eyes that are being opened right now by your holy, by the power of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Lord God, I plead the blood of Jesus over our communities, Father God, over our
yes.
homes, Lord God, over
yes.
our, you know, over our nation, Father God. We
yes.
know, Father God, that when we stand with you and you are with us, there is nothing that man can do unto us.
That's
we thank you, Lord God, for your holy word that tells us to
yes.
fear not, for you are with
thank
us,
you.
Oh God. We praise you, Father
thank
God,
you,
that you, well, hallelujah, we sing your praises that you and you alone can do all things. And we
yes.
praise you, Lord God, that you loved us so much, and we're so humbled just that you allow us, Lord, to be a part of
yes.
your plan.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, that you allow us just to be disciples that make disciples. Lord, we know that everybody's not going to go to heaven, but Lord God is not going to be the for the lack of us trying, Lord God. So we praise you, Lord, that you let us come together. You let us pray. Hallelujah. Your Holy Spirit leads us to pray, Lord God. We stand on your holy word, Lord God. We know that the enemy is busy, but like my brother Bishop said, we don't have to worry about what we think he's doing. We are just standing on what we know that you do. Hallelujah. You
yes.
are a way maker. You are a protector. You are a provider. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we praise
Lord.
You, Lord God, because all wisdom, all power is in you, Father God. Everything that we need is in you. We don't need anything
yes.
but you. But, Lord God, you're so
Hallelujah.
Good. We thank you for allowing us to share you with others. We want your love, Lord,
yes.
to flow down through us, to flow out through others. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We want to be like our bishop says. We want to give people room to grow, but we want to be straight
yes.
up with them. As Pastor Vanessa said, we got to be real and pray what is needed to be prayed.
Yes,
we got to go to God with the things that we need. This is war. We can't let anything, Father God, sidestep the vision that you, the plan that you have for our life. Lord God, we
right.
can't let anything, Lord God, hallelujah, dull our senses to the spirit
Amen.
So that we don't keep your cues, Father God. We want to be in your
yes.
will. We want to be pleasing to you. We want to
yes,
make disciples
Jesus.
Of men. We want to give you glory in all that we do. We want to praise
yes.
you, Father God, simply because you're worthy. We thank you, Lord God, that you
yes,
have brought us from a
yes.
mighty long way. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you are the great I am. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we praise
yes.
you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that we know that
thank
even
you,
if we die, yet shall we live.
Amen.
Because we are in you, Christ Jesus.
Glory, glory.
There is nothing on this earth, under this earth, over this earth that can do anything to your child.
Jesus,
and Lord, I'm just
Jesus.
Happy to know that I'm your child tonight. I praise
you,
Father God, for these mighty servants.
I praise you for your anointing. And Lord God, I just praise you for the way you work through these folks. Lord God, it is a beautiful thing. And I praise you that I have eyes to see it and ears to hear it, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in their lives, Lord. Replenish them, refill them as they pour it out tonight. Lord God, pour back into them. Press down, shake it together until running over, oh God. I praise you, Lord God, for obedience. I praise you, Father God, for unity. I praise you, Father God, for love that abounds, Father. We love you, Lord God, and we just want to thank you that you have put us on the wall. And we just want you to know we will watch, we will fight, and we will pray according to your holy word.
Yes.
So we love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Let our light so shine so that others can see it and praise and glorify you up in heaven.
Yes.
Lord God, yes, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus that more people would just wake up. Wake up.
Yes. Yes,
and begin to
Jesus.
Speak that peace over that situation. Begin
yes.
to speak that love over that situation. Begin to
yes,
speak that
Jesus.
Reconciliation over that situation.
Yes.
Lord, we can combat confusion. We can pull down. We
yes,
can bind, Lord God, in your
yes,
holy name
God.
And by your authority,
yes.
Father God. I pray that we
yes.
more of us learn to understand how to use it.
Yes,
so
Lord.
That we might see more of those signs, those miracles, and those wonders. Lord God, we just want to come in. We just want to come to you correct.
Yes.
We just want to come to you correct with love
yes,
and humility, just praising you and thanking you for who you are. We already
yes.
know you got this, and we
yes.
thank you. Lord God, I ask a special blessing upon each and every person in this room tonight. I praise you, Father God, for my sister, Pastor Vanessa. I thank you,
yes.
Lord God,
yes.
for the way you use her, Lord God, to speak there
yes.
those things
yes.
that are needed to be spoken, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that she flows, and you know, Lord God, that she's speaking
yes.
directly from your heart. And I
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For her, Lord. And I pray that you would just bless her and bless her indeed. And I praise
yes.
you, Father God, for Mother Mattie, hallelujah,
yes.
that comes with
yes.
her pearls of wisdom,
thank
Father God,
you.
And
yes.
just lifts us
yes.
up and walks through and walks
yes.
through the lesson, hallelujah, so effortlessly, Lord God. I praise you because how she spoke about our protection, Lord. I praise you how she spoke about marriages, Father God. I
yes.
praise you, Lord God, that everything that was said fit jointly together, as my brother Bishop said. We can tell when the spirit is flowing heart to heart and breast to breast.
Yes.
I want to thank
yes.
you for my mother, Mother Mitchell, tonight. Hallelujah.
Oh,
I pray
yes.
God, hallelujah, that she
thank
knows
you.
That she understands, hallelujah, that she has the power
yes.
to stand.
Thank you.
Because
thank
the word
you,
of
Lord.
God says after you've done all you can to stand, stand some more. And we thank you, Lord, for just keeping us standing.
Yeah.
I praise
yeah.
you, Father God, for my mother, sister, friend, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord God, that all she wants to see is more people know you. More people to come
yes.
to you and a part of their sin. More people
yes,
to get into
Jesus.
A deeper relationship with you, Lord God, so they can really
yes.
feel your love and know that they are
oh,
in your
yes.
presence, God. I want to thank you for all the dedication of all these servant
yes.
leaders.
Yes, Jesus.
I want to thank you for their heart set, Lord, their mind set, Lord God. I want to
yes.
thank you for that joy that bubbles up every time they speak about you, Father God. That
yes.
is refreshing, Lord God, and I'm so blessed to be able to sit and just absorb it all and take it all in. It's such a beautiful thing, Lord. I don't know why more people would want to come together and stand together in prayer.
Yes.
Because you, hallelujah, love us so much. And, Lord, we want to show you, we want to do all that we can to love others.
Yes.
prayers, Lord God. Lord, I just want our prayers to be effective. I just want us to enter into your presence correctly, Lord God. And then I want us to live a life, Lord God, that puts us in a position to receive all of your blessings, Father God. And I'm not talking about material things, Father. I'm talking about more faith, more joy, more peace. Hallelujah. More understanding, more wisdom. All of the fruits of the Spirit, Father God.
Yes, Jesus.
Because that is what will, hallelujah, transform us into the likeness of your Son, Jesus. So, Father God, I just pray this and all other things, and I stand in agreement with everything that the saints of God have prayed tonight. I just want to thank you for the opportunity, Father God, for us to go out over the airwaves. And we pray, Lord God, that your people were edified. We thank you in advance for those that we know that were saved.
Yes.
Lord God, we just want to thank you right now because you're great. And we love you. And we deserve all our honor and the glory and the praise. And I pray it all in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
That's third watch. That's third watch. That's warfare prayer right there. Yes, yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I want to thank the saints of God that were in the room tonight because, hallelujah, everybody, I just love the way the Holy Spirit comes together and everybody added a piece here and a good old piece there. It's like we were like a jigsaw puzzle, but everything was just came together and made a beautiful picture that Jesus, hallelujah, is Lord.
Amen.
And if you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, we all fervently pray that you would go to the Lord today and ask him to forgive you of your sin, repent of your sin, confess your sin, and ask him to forgive you and come into your life and be your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Because you believe that he is the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And that God raised him from the dead, because that's what the word says. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So when you go to him, you need to confess that sin. You need to ask for forgiveness. You need to repent those things. You need to ask him to become your Lord and your Savior so that you might live a life that is pleasing to him, so that you might become all that you need to become in him and for him, because everything that we do is to bring him glory. So I just like to thank everyone in the house. I want to thank Mother Matt T. Scott, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, my big little brother, the Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, hallelujah, and of course Apostle Zeta Flowers. I am Apostle Shalene Cook, and on behalf of all of us here at In the War Room, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. And tomorrow, please join Bishop Lester Carver at 9 o'clock p.m. for his Tuesday night teaching. So we just pray there's something here for everyone every day on the Spirit Alive Network. So keep it locked right here. We pray again. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all. We do mean all that you do.
Yeah.
And from our house to your house, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. My beautiful family, you were absolutely beautiful. Good night, and God bless you.
Good night. Bless you guys. Love you.
Good night.
Love you.
God bless you.
Love
you,
Pastor,
too.
Pastor.
Love you all.
Love
you,
Mother Matthew. Good night.
Good night. Love you all. God bless you. God bless you, Bishop Cook. Love you.